From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Tropical Storm Alex is washing over northeastern Mexico with winds around 70 miles per hour. It's torn roofs off and caused flash flooding, and National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane says the flooding could get worse.
There may be some pretty hefty rainfall totals before all is said and done.
Alex has skipped the Texas coast, mostly just dousing it with heavy rain. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan appears likely to be confirmed, even though most Republicans are likely to vote against her. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan has completed her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee largely unscathed.
Republicans were openly frustrated by their inability to get Kagan to answer their questions in a more direct way. Kagan, for her part, used the playbook perfected by Chief Justice John Roberts when he was a nominee 5 years ago. That infuriated some senators. Here's Arizona Republican John Kyle.
We don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to pretend like I'm a Supreme Court justice for 14 minutes, and you're still the Solicitor General, and I will interrupt you if I think we need to move on.
Today, the committee will hear testimony from witnesses supporting and opposing Kagan. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama delivers a speech on immigration today in Washington. Once again, he's pushing for a bill to put illegal immigrants on a path to citizenship. Harvard University lecturer Carlos Diaz says Mr. Obama promised action during his campaign and hasn't delivered so far. Diaz says that poses political risks for the president.
This is a community that is not wedded to one party or the next. And if the Republicans exploit that in 2012, it could signal trouble for him.
And that's Diaz speaking of the Hispanic community. But there could be problems for Republicans, too. They would have to support any immigration bill if it were to pass. And so far, no Republican has signed on to the effort to overhaul immigration law. House lawmakers have approved the final version of a new bill to regulate the financial industry. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports the Senate will not take up the matter until after the July recess, and the bill's prospects in the Senate are unclear.
The death of West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd and memorial services held in his honor curtails further Senate activity this week. But regardless, the financial regulatory bill would have been in trouble, as it's unclear Senate Democrats can maintain their slim margin of votes. Senator Chris Dodd called on his colleagues to move forward.
It shouldn't be that because you don't like one or two or several provisions of a bill, that ought to become more important than the total impact of what you're trying to achieve.
The legislation would strengthen the powers of regulators to monitor the financial industry and take action against failing companies that threaten the entire system. It would also add a new consumer-oriented bureau to watch over home loans and other lending. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Toyota says more than 250,000 of its vehicles may have defective engines that stall while their cars are moving. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that Toyota has not yet announced a recall in the latest quality problem to hit the world's largest automaker.
They include Lexus and Toyota Crown sedans. The company adds that the defect has not been known to cause any accidents. It has not explained how the flaw came to light. Japan's Kyoto News Agency and Nikkei newspaper report that a recall could include tens of thousands of its top-of-the-line Lexus LS460 models. Toyota recalled other Lexus models in May for defective steering systems. Last week, Toyota said it will recall 17,000 Lexus hybrid cars after tests showed fuel spilling from rear-end crashes. Toyota's shares dropped 2.3% on the Tokyo Exchange today. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, student of Buddhism and protector of wildlife, will be the next U.S. Poet Laureate. The Library of Congress is naming W.S. Merwin of Hawaii. Merwin is deeply respected in the world of letters. He's written more than 30 books of poetry and prose. And as he lives a reclusive life in Hawaii, protecting rare plant species on his secluded estate, he writes of his concerns for the natural world in poems such as For a Coming Extinction. Gray whale, now that we are sending you to the end, that great God, tell him that we who follow you invented forgiveness and forgive nothing. W.S. Merwin succeeds poet Kay Ryan as poet laureate. She served since 2008. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.